And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Terry O'Neill, Mike O'Neill, and Shelley Hollis, here to talk about the film Along the Dirt Road. They are in Louisiana conducting auditions and letting people know more about the film. And Terry, you have connections to Louisiana. Some of your family is from Louisiana.
Yes.
Is it your mother's family?
Yes, my mother is from Clo, and went to Iowa Elementary School, and then later on they moved to Lake Charles, and that's where they pretty much resided for most of their.
And so did you experience Louisiana growing up?
Not so much growing up. I really didn't experience much of Louisiana until I was my adulthood, and then I just kept coming back.
And when did you start writing about Louisiana?
Well, the novel, I started writing in the late 90s. Mm-hmm. It was released in 2003. It took me a good 5 years of not writing, but building the story and the characters. And just, I've always been passionate about the South. Mm-hmm. And maybe because that's where my roots are. But I like the atmosphere, the essence, the lifestyle, the everything about it. So. Mm-hmm.
And the book you're talking about is Sweet Lavender.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So did you set it in a particular place, or is it more general?
Well, it was actually set in Cecilia, Louisiana, and not because there was any connection per se, but it was a small town. And I just built my characters around that. Mm-hmm. I know a little about Cecilia, not too much, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, so did you grow up in California?
Yes, I did. But my mother and all her siblings, there's 10 of them, they left when they turned 18. They left Louisiana. Mm-hmm. Everybody moved to California.
Seeking the golden dream out there.
Yes. Yeah, and she raised us, you know, in this small, at the time, it was a small country town, Stockton, where I grew up. But with the Southern lifestyle, culture, the food, she raised us like we were in the South. So that could have also contributed too, I'm sure.
It's like she had this bubble of the South.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And that's where we were. Yeah. You know, in California.
That's right. When you were in your home.
Yes.
Now, your colleagues here are from California, I guess, originally. Yes. Mike O'Neill and Terry Hollis.
Shelley Hollis.
Shelley Hollis.
I was thinking about Terry. That's
yes, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Well, so Shelley, you're directing this film. How did you get involved in the project? Had you known the O'Neills for a while, and had you read the book? How did you encounter the story?
No, I didn't. I didn't know the O'Neills. I didn't read the book at all. I was actually doing some work in Vancouver, in Canada. And then when I was relocating back to California, that's when I was first made aware of Mrs. O'Neill and what she was trying to do. Mm-hmm, so we all made contact. Mm-hmm. Great meeting.
And what was your response to her work and the story?
I'm just, you know, excited because, you know, sometimes you don't know the type of talent that you're surrounded by. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then you get near these people and then everything like gels and we're just like, wow, how did this work out for all of us, you know?
Mm-hmm. A story and a culture maybe that you really hadn't had any connection with before, but some chemistry happens when you do start working with people.
Right, yeah. And then just, you know, the base, like she said, her family's from Louisiana. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. My family's from Mississippi. So, just the whole thing with the South, it all came together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Although people from Louisiana sometimes say they're not from the South. It's like like a different bubble. And Mike, were you kind of raised in this Southern bubble as well, or your roots were not?
Well, a little bit. My grandmother raised me when I turned 15, and she used to do the garden with okra and all types of different vegetables and that kind of thing. And so, yeah.
So your grandmother had Southern roots.
Yes.
Okay.
Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, now that's interesting. We have a lineup here, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.
That's right.
So you all have in your family certain traditions from the South and a sense of the atmosphere of the place and the feeling of just the weather and, you know, stories that you may share in common. Mm-hmm. So, Mike, you're producing the film. Mm-hmm. And Terry, you wrote the book and you're adapting it. You have adapted it. For the film. Well, tell us a bit more about the book and what's, you don't want to give away the whole plot, but what's the core of it that really creates this story for you?
Well, first I will say where I started I had this passion, this love, love for father-daughter stories. Well, prior to that, Langston Hughes, he was a big inspiration to me. And Not Without Laughter was a story, a Southern story with that missing father element. And I read that story, and I fell in love with it. So because I love those father-daughter, mother-son love stories, that's what gave me, what inspired me to start on my journey to Sweet Lavender. And then just incorporating, you know, I wanted a father-daughter love story, you know. That's how it started. And when I first started developing my characters in the late 90s, and it took me some time. I mean, I was working, going to school, raising kids. I have three children, you know, and living. So I couldn't write like a typical writer, you know.
Couldn't spend 8 hours
a day.
Yeah,
I couldn't do that as much as I would love to. But so I just kind of incorporated things that I love, you know. I like history. I like vintage. I like, you know, things with age. The story is from, I like 19th century, 20th century, early 20th century. So my writing, all of my writing, pretty much except my poetry and children's, but my fiction, nonfiction, it revolves around that era. Like I was born in that time or something, you know, I don't know.
So what year is Sweet Lavender set?
Sweet Lavender.
Along the Dirt Road.
It's set in the 1960s in it spans, it's a coming of age story, so it spans over about a 12-year period of time. So it starts in 1964, I think, and it goes into the 70s. And I actually finished writing it, the story, in 2002, I believe, but I stayed in a small cabin in Brobridge to finish writing it.
To really give you a taste of the place and the atmosphere.
Yeah. It was beautiful, just being around the atmosphere, that where the characters lived, and just to hear the sounds, and just to be in that place.
Be able to describe the bird sounds, the
everything,
animals,
right?
Everything.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Well, when did you begin feeling that there might be a movie in this? Or did someone
When I started writing it.
When you started writing
the
book.
Yeah, okay. I knew it would be.
Well, that's. I think people are curious about that because you often hear people say, "Oh, I got a great story. Probably make a great movie. You could be a screenwriter," you know. But there's something about certain stories that are better suited for movies, I think. And maybe Shelley, you could speak to that about what makes a story like this more suitable for a movie, for adaptation to a movie.
You know, for me, it was slightly different, you know, because I received actually the screenplay before reading the book. So I actually fell in love with the screenplay, which in essence could be very difficult when it's based upon a book because you think there's going to be like some variations to it. But now I find myself going back and forth. So I have this story now that's going to take place because it's real. We're going to be able to see it. And then I have this book that's filled with amazing details. So like going back and forth between the two, I think what people are going to see, it's going to be like you'll be able to just like live in the book visually, you know.
So and a screenplay, when you get it, I mean, generally has mostly dialogue in it. So the book allows you that texture, I guess, that physical texture of the place and the descriptions of people that you might not get with just a screenplay.
Right, you know, so reading a book now, it's like you fall asleep and you can dream about it. And that's how I'm at with it now.
Well, I want to tell people who may just be tuning in, we're talking about the film Along the Dirt Road, which is in process right now. And with me are the writer of the original book, Sweet Lavender, Terry O'Neill, and she adapted it for the screen, the producer, Mike O'Neill, and then Shelley Hollis, who is the director of the film. And the three of you are in Louisiana right now conducting auditions. I think actually you finished, you did auditions in Lake Charles and Lafayette as well. But people, and we'll talk in a minute about how people can still submit auditions. So what is the timeline right now? What are you going to be doing? You've got auditions. Are you going to be filming in Louisiana?
Yes. Yeah, we're out right now. We've been spending the last couple of days scouting locations. So, you know, we're just, one thing about this film, you know, is based on Louisiana, the help that we're using, the crew we're using from Louisiana, and everything you're going to see in this film is going to be Louisiana. So, born and raised, Louisiana.
Well, I guess, Terry, are you finding the sets of your dreams?
Yes.
You know, the house,
I
the
am.
Plays. The...
I'm like a kid in a candy store. I mean, I come here at least twice a year. I mean, because I have family throughout Louisiana, Orange, Beaumont, Texas, Houston, all over.
They would love to know that they're a part of Louisiana.
I mean, well, but no, you know, well, that's where they're from originally.
No,
everybody
kind of
spreads out. But throughout the South, I have family. So I come here pretty much every year, sometimes twice a year. And there's so much that I don't get to see. You would, you know, we go to the same places, but doing this, you know, scouting locations and getting into, you know, the country and seeing, you know, the swamps, like our wonderful assistant, June Fall. she's oh my gosh, she's showed us so many awesome spots, you know, that we're going to be shooting at. Mm-hmm. And it's throughout, I mean, gosh, where we're going to Kinder. Where else? So many.
Rain.
I mean, so many little towns we'll be shooting in. Of course, Lake Charles, Lafayette, Borough Bridge. And you don't get to see those things, you know, when you're just going to visit family and coming to spend time here.
Or if you're just driving along the road sightseeing, you don't see those very special
and
places.
So this has been like just so amazing experience for me.
Well, when you talk about all these different places, I think people are fascinated by the choices that directors, producers, people make in movies, that you would think if something's set in a place that everything would happen in that one place, but you're searching for just that right shot, aren't you?
Yes.
I mean, just that right fence, just that right the side of a building. So you may be using several places to actually try to indicate one scene.
Yes.
So, Mike, what have you been, how's this experience been for you coming to Louisiana and scouting out these sites?
It's been phenomenal because we're getting so much love from so many different people willing to step in and help and support us. Like I said, the locations, they're willing to basically donate their spaces to us. And to see that love, I mean, even in terms of food, what have you, it's, the hospitality is great.
People do have that reputation in Louisiana. And you also said that you had a great showing for auditions. You had a lot of people show up, both in Lake Charles and Lafayette.
We did. We had a wonderful, wonderful turnout. And they were just so talented. I mean, the community here, they're just, I mean, so much. It's going to be tough, you know. Selecting the perfect person for a role.
So how many characters are you using? I mean, obviously they're the people with speaking parts, but then you have others, extras?
Yeah, even just I think roughly like the list that we were looking for this weekend was comprised of more than 30, you know. And being that, you know, it's no like fillers and roles exactly. Everyone's role is very important in this film because it's very dialogue heavy.
Yeah.
You know, so like the acting and what they bring to it is going to be the most important, you know.
I mean, everyone is so fascinated by this rapid growth of the film industry in Louisiana on all levels. People writing for film, people interested in directing, people interested in scouting out places. And, you know, we've been very interested in that growth. I mean, obviously there are some economic incentives here in the state of Louisiana, but it's also a way of storytelling. People love to talk. They love to tell stories here, and film allows them to do that. It's pretty amazing.
The culture here is so rich, you know, so much history that, you know, and for me, that's the ultimate because that's what one of the subjects I teach was African American history and just in my own culture, you know, and learning about my own culture. I've learned a lot. I've learned a great deal, you know, just working on this film since I started.
Right, and not just coming back to visit family, but actually delving into the history and scouting out historical places.
Oh yeah,
And this place is different as well. Like you can find the history here, but what's special about it is you can find people that lived during that time of history that can tell you about it firsthand, their personal experiences with these places, you know? And that's what's rare. So we're getting there and we're getting so many stories told, you know? It's like we can write another movie. Every day we get enough information to write another movie. You know?
Sounds so like a could pull y'all back here. You could just stay here and tell stories.
Yeah, that would work for me. That would definitely work for me.
Well, and you know what you say about there are people here who lived here and can tell those stories. Mm-hmm. People are very close here. Families stay here. Yes. And even though, as you said, your mother and all of her siblings moved to California, people keep being drawn back here. They don't stay away from here. They take their culture there and they maintain those ties. Yep. So they're very strong.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, not all of them. Most of them moved. Most of them moved. Some of them stayed, obviously. But most of them, they were out of there when they turned 18.
Sounds like you have a lot of material to mine from for stories just in your own family.
We have tons, yes.
So people can still send in auditions. You mentioned that you had actual physical auditions. But if anyone's interested, they can send a resume and a headshot.
Correct.
How do they do that?
You can send it to www.alongthedirtroadfilms.com. And that you go there to that website, but then it's going to have links and information to provide you with all the resources you need.
All right. And what is your timeline here? When do you expect to have everyone chosen, and when do you expect to be filming?
I think I'll be contacting some of the people for lead roles within the next few weeks, but supporting roles, I'll be going out as long as like a month prior to the film. And we're starting to shoot March 24th, so people have an opportunity to be a part of something great.
Okay. And was it important for you to begin shooting in the spring? Is that much a part of the story? Is that
Well, one of the key elements to the story, it's sweet lavender. Something's
got to be blooming.
Yes, something definitely, a lot has to be blooming around that time. Mm-hmm. So, it just worked out perfect. You know, everything flowed. You know, everyone who's supposed to be a part just comes, and the stars aligned in the sky, and it was just right, so everything is just falling into place, and it's a beautiful thing. So.
Well, and hopefully your experience to come will be the same as well, I know, because there are a lot of steps still to come.
Oh, yes.
Do you have, and you mentioned that it's set in a certain time period, do you have a good costumer? I mean, that's
we do.
Important.
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah. We have a great crew, and we're still building our crew, so we welcome people to, contact us, and if they have any special
items
skills,
from that period, or
skills, or even items from that era, most definitely.
This is the director speaking. Yeah, so if you have any experience with film, or you want experience with film, contact me again, Shelley. All this, So we're looking for it. Especially, I want people from here. I want people from Louisiana to work on this film. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, because we want
this is it. This is your chance. It's here.
Yes. Very authentic. Yeah. Now, is this your first film, Mike and Terry?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
This is my
yes,
first
it is.
Film.
I mean, because you speak quite with confidence. And,
because that's just how I speak. Yes. I'm going to be confident because you have to speak that into into existence. And that's just how I've always been with all my projects. Mm-hmm. Like I said to you, I knew it was going to be a film.
Yeah.
When I was writing it, I knew it was going to be adapted. I knew I wanted to do the adaptation, and that everything just flowed into place. I ran into great people in Hollywood that helped me accomplish that goal, So, I mean, it took a decade, but hey,
Well, it sounds like you believe in that story as well.
Oh,
that's where it's set.
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. It's a really touching, moving, very hard. I mean, it ends on a good, happy note. But
people can hear that in your voice.
Yeah, it does. It ends on a happy note, but it's very emotional. It's a very emotional film.
Yeah. Well, I know people are curious, Shelley, what your reaction to Louisiana has been.
Welcoming, so much love. I mean, that is like, being from, don't get me wrong, I'm a Sunshine State boy, from California, right? But I mean, when you come out here, it's like, you get invited into homes. You can't go anywhere without eating. You can't get offered a drink. And it's like, I can meet a stranger on a location, and the next thing you know, he's showing me his property and taking me to his house to look at his photo albums. That's Louisiana,
Yeah, absolutely.
At its best.
Yeah.
Well, I think people will be very glad to know that you felt that, and it sounds like that will be very much a part of this film, both in the making of it and the sound of it. So you do have a website. You mentioned it, Shelley. Is that where people should go for just general information about the film? And do you have a blog associated with it or a Facebook page?
Well, yeah, we do have a Facebook page as well. And it's all, if they go, it's Along the Dirt Road Film. Everything is Along the Dirt Road Film.
Okay.
So the website is www.alongthedirtroadfilm.com. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we do update it. We also have a Facebook page where we post pictures. And we're working on the on the, not Twitter, the, we have a Twitter too. Mm-hmm. We do have that. But with Instagram, I want to be able to, I mean, we took a lot of wonderful pictures, photos mm-hmm. since we've been here. And we want to be able to share that with everybody. We're sharing as we go.
Yes.
You know.
Okay. So along the dirt road, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everything, website, you can find out more information about it.
Oh, and, absolutely. Yeah.
So I can imagine that the Instagram photos are going to be really lovely.
Oh, beautiful.
Of the space. Yes. All right. Well, we look forward to having you all back perhaps when the film is finished and you can tell us more about it. But for now, people can keep up with your progress at any one of those sites. And of course, if they are interested in auditioning or getting their face
auditioning
in there.
Auditioning and even field hands and those type of things, we're welcoming. So.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for taking the time and your busy schedule. I know you've been traveling a lot in the state. Again, my guests, Terry O'Neill and Mike O'Neill. Terry is the writer of Sweet Lavender and wrote the screenplay for Along the Dirt Road. It's based upon Sweet Lavender. Mike is the producer, and Shelley Hollis is the director of Along the Dirt Road. So, bonne chance with it all.
And, thank you.
Bienvenue, and again, we'll look forward to having you back when the film is done. Thank you all.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much for having us.